With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is the final weekend of campaigning in Iowa for Republican presidential hopefuls before 2024 voting begins. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of Monday's caucuses, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley braved the elements on Saturday, stumping for votes in a state hit by blizzard conditions. Both candidates trail Donald Trump in the polls and are hoping for a solid finish, if not a last-minute surprise, to give them momentum into New Hampshire and beyond. Meanwhile, frigid, wintry weather forced the former president to cancel his two in-person rallies on Saturday. Monday's weather is expected to be the coldest for any caucus day in history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile toward the sea today. The launch was the North's first this year and comes 2 months after it claimed to have tested engines for a new, harder-to-detect missile capable of striking distant U.S. targets in the region. The EPA is proposing a new fee against energy producers found liable for excess methane emissions.
It's a first-of-its-kind penalty announced Friday based on standards from the 2022 climate law. The EPA says most companies already meet the law's requirements and says the new fees are intended to reduce emissions of methane largely tied to the routine flaring of natural gas from new wells. The amount for violators would start at $900 per ton, going up to $1,500 per ton by 2026. Proponents blame methane for an estimated one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. Critics call the new fee a tax that would raise the price of natural gas. The American Petroleum Institute strongly objects to the proposal and is calling for Congress to repeal it. George Williams reporting.
The FAA says it will increase oversight of Boeing and audit the production of its 737 MAX 9 jets now. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the ultra-popular YouVersion Bible app, with another surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the globe.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. We're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. You know, all of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bobby Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
He says those numbers indicate that in troubled times, people are turning to the scriptures for wisdom and hope. The app is completely free and has been downloaded on more than 725 million devices around the world so far. This is SRN News. Britain honors a World War II hero.
D-Day veteran Bill Gladden turned 100 Saturday, and his family threw quite a party. But Gladden is not focusing on his birthday this year, big as it is. That's because the event he really wants to attend will be the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings on June 6th. And it very well may be the last of the big events marking the day, because so very few of the 800,000 troops who took part are still living. Jason Walker reporting.
Fruit Stripe gum, something of a childhood icon for many gum chewers over the past five decades, will soon head over the rainbow for the last time. The Ferrara Candy Company is discontinuing the product. Fruit Stripe may have been best known for its oversized packs of spectral striped gum sticks and a flavor it didn't last all that long. This is SRN News.